This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Silicon Rack Castle Truck in charge of being a cinch bench. They will get the Hot 100 Top 10 Songs of All Times. And Ask the Men's Room is coming up right after emails on our question, what was burned or on fire? 844-999-OLA.
I know I've told this story before, but it's worth repeating. It's apropos with the question. My buddy Tony, one of the crankiest people I know, but love him to death. But we're like 15 years old, and at the age of 15, if you're a young man, the idea of doing blue flamers is just one of the most exciting things, right? Light your farts on fire. It's just, it's funny. I still think it's funny. I stopped doing it after this day. So we're effing around in my buddy's basement. We're lighting farts on fire. And then Tony decides he's going to be dramatic about it, gets on his back, like puts his knees down by his ears so his ass is just blowhole straight up, right? It's like a breaching whale. Takes this lighter, lights his fart. Just this huge blue flame, and it's, I don't know, it's about the width of my finger, right?
Huh.
This blue, but I mean, it just shoots straight up in the air. Tony screams, and it's almost like a wounded animal. He gets up and runs out of the basement. And me and my buddy Paul are on the ground laughing. We can't help him, whatever. About 10 minutes later, he comes back downstairs with this disgusted look on his face. The first beautiful moment is when he walks back into the basement, he's wearing Paul's mother's shorts.
Oh, no.
Right? Oh, yeah. So what had happened was, obviously, he ignited the fart, but he shows us his shorts. There's a brown, crispy hole burned through it, like someone burned his ass with a cigar. He shows us his underwear. There's a crispy hole.
So he actually burned the inside of his orifice.
He burned the inside of his butt, all right? So for about the next 2 weeks, man, he could not sit down. He's moving gingerly because, again, he cooked the inside of his blowhole. The thing is, his mom's a nurse, but he didn't want to tell his mother what had happened, but you can't really get it past her. So finally, you know, she addresses him, and Tony, what happened? And, you know, he copped to it, admitted what it
Lit
was.
Lit my fart.
Yeah. She just shook her head slowly and took him to the hospital.
What was burning? What can you do? At that point in time,
dude,
you
nothing.
Just got to let it heal.
I have never done a blue flamer after that.
What was burned or on fire? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chuck. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen, hola.
Hola.
Well, I got a smell that's worse than the pee on the sauna.
Oh, good.
I lit a, remember the old cans of lighter fluid that you would use for briquette fireplace or barbecues?
Yeah, a little squeeze can.
Yeah, well, I lit the tip, the plastic little pop-up tip on fire.
On purpose?
Well, no.
Okay, I feel better about you then.
So, you know, the old, about 25 years ago, the old smokers that looked like R2-D2, the black smokers?
Yeah, absolutely. We call those the urban R2-D2s, yeah.
Yeah, the charcoal variety.
Right. So, I'm on an apartment balcony on the second floor, smoking a leg of lamb on a November day, kind of rainy. And since it's an apartment, you can look right through the sliding glass door, through the living room, into the kitchen. My wife's in the kitchen doing some stuff. And I go outside, I'm in shorts and a t-shirt because I'm back and forth, not standing out on the balcony, but back and forth all the time. So I open the little door because I can't keep the smoker lit. And I'm sitting there with a little side door open so I can see the briquettes, and they're glowing a little bit, but they're not smoking. They're not hot enough. So I'm sitting there blowing on them, trying to get them to ignite and keep the wood smoking, and it's not working. So sitting there squatted down next to the smoker, and I look over and I see, oh, lighter fluid. Let me spray a little lighter fluid in there and see if that will get it going. So I'm standing, squatting there next to this little 6-inch square vent hole door. I'm spraying it in there, and I'm thinking, you know, this probably isn't the best idea. And about that time, all the fumes that I'm spraying inside there ignite. And the only way for it to get out is this little 6-inch square door that's pointed right at me. So as soon as the flames are coming at me, I think to myself, hold your breath, close your eyes.
Yes, that's what you do.
Time,
not move, close your eyes and hold your breath. Okay.
So the entire flame that shoots out of this thing engulfs my entire body. And when I say my entire body, I mean I still can't grow hair on the inside of my thighs, my mustache, eyebrows, eyelashes, the back of my head, all the hair is just singed all up and down my arms. And I stand up, still holding this lighter fluid bottle, and I look over at my wife who's standing in the kitchen. She looks up, and the tip of the lighter fluid bottle is still on fire. And I just blow it out and look at her, and she has a look of, oh, my God, what's going on? But the smell is burning hair is the worst smell in the world.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's terrible.
The way you framed the story was, I lit the tip of a lighter fluid can on fire. The story is that a goddamn jet of flame shot out of the urban R2-D2 and removed all of the hair on your body.
How was the leg of lamb?
I gave up.
Okay.
Now, did you have to go to the hospital, or is it just one of those, it just burns the hair off and it's done?
It's just one of those, you were a dumbass, now go back in the house and have a beer.
But how much different did you look? Because, I mean, did your mustache singe, or did it burn the hell off?
I've got one of those 70s porno mustaches, and it almost burned it all the way off.
All right. What about your eyebrows? Did you have to shave them? Or what
eyelashes were gone. Eyebrows were pretty short, singed up. It was where I'm having to rub everything to get all the little curl hair all over.
I was going to say, do you notice a big difference when you don't have eyelashes? Like, do more things just end up in your eyes all the time?
It was 25 years ago. I was trying to remember if that's what it was, but I can't remember.
Do you still smoke meat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
And you're with the same wife, I guess. Did she let you do it?
No, I have a Traeger now, so I don't have the little R2-D2.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There you go.
You're still going up there to the Traeger. What was burned or on fire? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my man of the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So my story is a flammable Kegel frenzy.
A flammable what?
Of issues. A fecal frenzy of flammable situations that started when I was a kid.
Okay.
My mom burnt our kitchen down twice with grease fires. And it had to be remodeled twice. The third time, she grabbed the pot of hot grease and ran out the door and burnt herself. And then she was in the hospital, well, some kind of recovery place in Renton for about 4 days, which to recover whatever, she had some pretty bad burns.
Did she continue to cook?
she became a baker.
Well, that's a little safer because there's not really there's an no open grease. Flame. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the main ingredient, I think, at the time was bourbon.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
I mean, I begin
to
think.
She liked the firemen a lot, so.
Okay.
I was there, too.
Oh, wow. That's comforting.
When I was 16, I caught my pants on fire. We had a bonfire down there on Alki, and I was standing too close. It was March. It was cold. This was in 79.
Oh, how do we know? How did I know?
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
Mary, Mary, poopy mouth.
Sucker.
I mean, okay. She had the right response.
And yeah.
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Poopy potty mouth, Mary.
This is actually a really sad statement, but honest to God, truth. So, we're living in Baltimore, and we had, I believe at this point, we had flown to Seattle to interview for this job. And that was a complete disaster, but we'd heard that we're going to hear back, all right? So Miles and I are at my place.
But we're basically starting to drink and do drugs already because we're so sure we're not going to get this job.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're completely plastered, but now we're smoking weed, and we know who we call Hair Club Now is going to give us a call to let us know, but we are confident that we have blown this interview. So we're not worried about it. We've come to terms with it. And I don't remember why.
I do. I remember exactly what happened.
But Miles was on fire. All right. So was it your shoe, I think?
No, my leg.
Your leg, right.
My bare leg. What happened was that it was the summertime. Well, it was the wintertime.
but I think it was a warmer than usual winter.
You always wear shorts anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But I think I had like aloe on my leg or some kind of lotion, whatever. My entire leg just went, and it was just went up in flames. And we're sitting there and we're like, wow.
We're
and
just staring at his burning leg.
Because
right?
It really took a while for it to sink in. Like, dude, I'm on fire. And then Steve started patting me out. I started patting myself out. Like, wow.
Well, the phone rang is kind of what snapped us out of it, right? We're just like, dude, you're on fire. And then the phone rings. We're like, oh, Jesus, man, you're on fire. So we put Miles out real quick, answer the phone, like, hello?
and I'm like, okay.
And we got the job. Little did they know. That these two drunk stone fools, one of them was on fire when they called.
Unbelievable.
Telling you, anyone can get a job. It's just that easy. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and joints, boys.
Hola.
My story comes with, I work at a restaurant. We have a few locations, but a couple years ago for Mother's Day, it was pretty busy for breakfast and lunch and stuff, and the guys had accidentally dropped a can of nonstick spray into the fryer.
Oh.
Did not notice it until it exploded.
How big is that explosion?
Go ahead.
How big is that explosion?
Well, my buddy that was working the fryer that day, he wound up having to go to Harborview. He had his back to the fryer, and he wound up with a second and third degree burns all the way from the back of his head down to his sock line by his shoes.
Jesus.
He spent about a month in Harborview.
Man.
It also got the kitchen manager wound up in Harborview for a few days, and two of the other cooks wound up getting some minor burns, so they were pretty much in and out. But they, one of the kitchen managers was telling me that when they went to go check it out later, that when they looked inside the fryer, there was only about 3 inches worth of oil left in the fryer. So that's how much it steamed.
Wow.
What do you do when you have a restaurant full of people, and now you have the fire department there, I'm guessing. You have ambulance there. I mean, is it like,
you gotta go.
Lunch is closed, everybody, or what do you do?
Yeah, pretty much. I think the screaming from all the men from the kitchen walking into the dining room kind of gave a hint.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's got to boot him out.
Still to come, Drunk and Charged, Ryan Castle. We will sit and spend today with the Hot 100 Top 10 Songs of All Times. And we've got your emails coming up next from your question. What was burned or on fire? Emails on the way next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the Men's Room.
My question, what was burned or on fire?
And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got me.
I'll do this till my voice fails me, then I'm hanging them over to you. I'm just going to give them to you. Won't be able to do it.
I earned my nickname Bernie. I worked at a muffler shop back in the day and took a shortcut. Ended up buying a backseat for a 66 Fairlane. Also set my mom's engine compartment on fire, requiring a new wiring harness. I burned my glass shop up 10 years ago. After hours of welding and the wire feed messed up, I decided to go home for dinner and a beer. I get a call saying that my shop is on fire. There was a 1937 Plymouth, 58 Carmen Ghia, 66 Ford Econoline pickup. Boo, frickin' boo. That from Bernie the Gas Man. Glass Man. Who burned his shop on down. Last year, a coworker and roommate of mine were super drunk. We decided to brand ourselves to have something to remember. This from a listener down in Florida. The time spent together, we had going through some crazy times. Needless to say, the brand did not hurt, but a couple days later, it was a nightmare. He sends in a picture of this pussy, nasty-looking...
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely infected scar. Had a friend catch a field on fire from filling a prescription bottle full of bees, fireworks, lighting it, and running. The following year, on the 5th of July, after finding half-used fireworks, I lit one and shot it between my eye and my glasses, burning my eye and having to get two saline bags to flush it, and then wear an eye patch for 2 days.
Arr!
That's cool. Should have gone to Reno. And I had my car catch fire in front of Western State Mental Hospital from the transmission line springing a leak and spraying all over the electrical and fuel lines. I had just enough half-empty bottles of water for me, trying to blow out the fire before it caused the fuel line to leak.
That's good job. God.
And one more. Guys, on the fire topic, when I was about 16, my friend and I decided to make a sparkler bomb and put it in the honey bucket that was at the baseball field behind my house.
lit it, tossed it in the urinal, and ran. Never heard anything, but we were able to, well, we were too scared to go back and open the door. Next day at school, we hear about the backstop at the baseball field that was completely burned out.
Oh, damn.
Do we have any comments?
We got a few. When I was a kid, my mom was curling my hair with those old hot water curlers. My sister was a toddler at the time and crawled across the cord, pulling the container of boiling water onto her back. She had a puddle-shaped scar on her back for years. Along the same lines, my sister pulled a full, bubbling crock pot of split pea soup onto her lap. Third-degree burns to the crotch and legs.
Oh, man.
God damn, man.
All right, let's move on to the birthdays. Guys, this is Terry. I want to give my son, Evan, a 13th happy birthday shout-out. Traxton, Alicia, and I love you. Please give him an original fish sandwich. And maybe, let's see, what else here? How about your penis is too small since you turned 13 years old?
Fish sandwich?
Request it's Mozzie Ted, but Ted's not here.
No, Ted's not here, man.
We gotta throw in something else. All the Bacholas, today is my son Ronan's 14th birthday. Can he get an original fish sandwich and a Leon Phelps fish sandwich, please? Thanks, guys. That from Josh.
Fish sandwich?
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Guys, can you please wish the lovely Julie Junel a happy birthday? Janelle?
Right.
Janelle or Junel? What? I'm gonna go Junel.
Looks like Junelle.
Junelle, a happy birthday. She would like a Geez Louise, an owl hitting the window, and the dirty Germans talking about well-lubed doors. Thanks for my birthday shout-out, guys, on Friday that you gave me a few weeks ago. That from Matthew.
Geez Louise!
Yeah, I'm not so interested in these well-lubed doors as much as your well-lubed flaps.
Ja, deine Sachen können hin und her gehen.
Yeah.
Bitches, I just want to wish a very happy birthday to my father-in-law, Jim Searles. He is a hell of a guy, and I can't wait to go to Vegas next week with him. Boy, you picked a great time to go to Vegas. 40 degrees and snow.
Yay!
Man, oh man, who would be that dumb? Can you get a Your Penis Is Too Small and a Joey Chestnut? Thanks, guys. That from Jesse. Hola, man, and Wobbin, I want to wish my husband, Dan, a very happy birthday, but I'm not sure if you'll allow.
Uh-oh.
The thing is, he is deployed in the Middle East, and it's officially his birthday there right now. Although back home here, his birthday isn't until tomorrow. What a cluster F. So discuss amongst yourselves if you'll wish him a happy birthday. If no, I'll try again tomorrow. And if yes, give him a suck-it-up cupcake and Wobbin telling him to hurry home in German. Lots of love from his rockin' wife, Carrie. I think we can do that for sure, right?
Well, sure. I mean, it's already his birthday.
It's his birthday right now, so absolutely.
So, suck it up, cupcake! Ja, du kannst gerne zu Hause kommen.
Where did you tell him to come home from?
I'm not sure. I just heard, how's it coming? That's what I heard at the end.
That's pretty close. Which,
how's it coming?
Yeah.
Robin's hitting on your husband.
It ain't coming.
Very clear.
Jesus. I want to wish my buddy Zach a happy birthday. Can I get the dirty Germans talking about golfers searching for their golf balls? Thanks, guys. That from Sid.
Yeah, I like looking for golf balls. I like looking in holes and in bushes.
Yeah, so feel it, Bella.
Yeah, I feel Bella.
With your balls. Guys, today is my 37th birthday, and since my husband is underway and my kids are too young to email, I'm doing my own birthday request. Can I please have you guys talk all over yourselves about being a stay-at-home parent, or maybe the dirty Germans talking about whatever they want? Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Jocelyn. As far as
well,
being a stay-at-home
right
parent,
now, man,
they'll know a damn thing about it.
Damn stuff that you need
I really
to
do,
and I cannot believe anyone does.
But I
love
my kids.
Not that goddamn much, man.
I wouldn't want to be with them
freaking listening to goddamn
like daycare. They drive me nuts.
Yeah, it's not so much about being the stay-at-home parent. It's how you became a parent that is so good.
Ja, du kannst lieber eine Hohl für deine Kinder sitzen.
I hear a Wahina.
No, Wahina and Sitz, yeah. Wahina Sitz.
That would be awful. What a bad place to get pimples.
No, this is my mother's maiden name.
Oh.
Louise Wahinesitz.
She's Jewish?
Yeah, Wahinesitz.
I'm in. Guys, today is my brother Tim's 41st trip around the sun. Longtime listener to your show. He is a great guy, all around good prankster and jokester. And a lot of fun to be around. He became a stepdad last year in March and is learning the ways of life of being married after 40 years of being single.
Damn.
Can he get a Your Penis Is Too Small and a barbershop fish sandwich? That from his loving brother, Terry.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich. Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Guys, boyfriend, huge fan of your show. He's been listening for years, hoping for a quick birthday song from Al or for Al Lira from the North Bend Bar and Grill and Rio Bravo. Thanks, guys. That from Robbie. We'll sing that to you here in a couple seconds. Good day, my friends.
Good day.
Today marks my 53rd trip around the sun. I have two requests. I'd like to hear the Ted Smith say the word ambulance and municipalities and to have him recite the alphabet.
Ted's not here.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Not gonna happen. Or the dirty Germans tell me what they're going to do to each other tonight while I watch. Sincerely, that from Stu.
Yeah, when you see me, I will look like a one-eyed basset hound, but that's only because my knees will be up by my ears as I lay on my back.
Ja, du kannst gerne auf dein eigenen Gesicht sitzen.
Again.
Wahinasit, yeah. Miss Wahinasit will be there.
Bacholas, I'm the only immature person out of my friends to listen to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So I have to get a birthday shout-out to myself for my birthday, number 32. I'm in nursing school and hate every minute of it. Can't wait to be done at the end of the year. Can I get Mike's Bitter Butter Baby Batter or whatever the hell that is? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
When did this turn into baby batter?
Oh, yeah, it's not baby batter.
He's in nursing school and it's baby buttered batter.
Betty bought her, bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought her, bought a bit of better butter.
Then, also, I bit Betty and dispensed baby batter.
Alan also says he's from Sarah Palin's hometown of Wasilla, Alaska.
Wasilla, okay.
Says I played hockey against her son, Track. He's a douche canoe. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Bitty.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Yeah. The return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up as well, but first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look, hello, hello.
So back in the
In the Lord's year of 1958, the Billboard Hot 100 was born, and they just celebrated their 60th birthday. And so what they did was they put together a list of the top 100 Hot 100 songs of all time.
Now, is this like Casey Kasem? Like when he would do American Top 40? Are these the same numbers? Is this the same list?
I don't know what Casey Kasem's methodology was.
Didn't he just take it from Billboard?
It could have been the Billboard list.
Because he used to say that. He like, these are the top charts in the Billboard 100.
Casey Kasem, because his show was on so many radio stations, and the Billboard Hot 100 is based at least partly on radio airplay, him playing something on his show had a huge effect on how it charted. So it's sort of a chicken and egg thing. Like, so is it on Casey Kasem's show because it was in the Billboard Hot 100, or is it in the Billboard Hot 100 because it was on Casey Kasem's show?
And that's
show?
A good point, because sometimes he would go on and go, this one moves up two spots from last week.
Because I'm playing it this week.
People love this Lionel Richie. He's dancing on the ceiling, guys.
If he's on 200 radio stations, that counts as 200 spins on the Hot 100.
Sure, sure.
You know
okay.
Mean? So what they do, it's airplay, it's sales, and more recently, it's been streaming. So they had to tinker with the numbers here a little bit because some of this stuff, obviously, is way older.
And it has to do with how long the stuff was on the charts as well?
How long it was on the charts, how it performed on the charts.
And all this goes back to 1958.
1958 is when it started. And obviously, I'm not going to give you the entire 100. I thought I would just stick with 10 today.
Okay. So it's almost been 80 years of these.
60 years. Way to do the math.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm really bad, aren't I? It was terrible.
Especially since I said it like not
just said it. I didn't even listen to you at all.
What did you say? I get it.
Number 10.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh. I think you're going to be surprised by most of the songs on this list.
Yeah, probably.
This song was Olivia Newton-John.
This song was huge in the year of 1981.
Let me tell you something about Olivia Newton-John. This has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do, with her musical career.
She was responsible for your sexual awakening as a
young
man.
She either had a boyfriend.
She was partly responsible.
She had a boyfriend or a husband.
that was in so much trouble, he decided to go out on a boat and fake his disappearance instead of be with her.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't know what he did or how bad it was, but he was either with her, married to, I can't remember what the exact scenario was.
But even when the story first came out, I remember the story, and they're like, her husband slash fiance slash boy, he's disappeared. Miles and I, we don't know anything about this guy, but they gave the circumstances, and I remember we looked at each other in the office and said, are you buying this bull?
No. You're going to find his ass in Mexico. Right. So he's in South America.
I can tell you exactly what this dude's doing.
He's got himself a 19-year-old girlfriend somewhere.
These are the Hot 100 Top 10 Songs of All Time.
Number 9. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
The most current song on the list. This is Shape of You from Ed Sheeran. Just came out last year in 2017. Or it could have been 2 years ago, depending on when you're listening to the show.
Could have been 5 years ago.
Could be 2 years from now. This could be a 2015 show for all you know.
Top 10 notes. Top 10 songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 8.
Are you?
Sorry. And I also want to point out, this is 2 weeks in a row we've got the Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
This is like Nickelback.
And you got to think,
all these people say, I hate this song. Then what happened that this, in 60 years, is one of the top 10, top 100 charting songs?
This song sold like crazy, first of all. So keep in mind, this is 1996. So people weren't really streaming music at that point. It's not like they were blowing up.
There's a land charts as well.
They sold the hell out of it, and it was a multi-format radio hit. So it wasn't just on the top 40 station. Like your mom's
Latin format.
Right.
You're going to hear it all over the Caribbean and Mexico.
The adult contemporaries, the ovulation stations are playing them in. Everybody's playing this.
Playing it at weddings.
Yeah.
You name it.
God.
Top 10 songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 7.
I'll be shocked if you don't know a song on this list.
I got a feeling. All right.
Oh, there it
Dear
is.
Dear God.
Listen, so wasn't this in a car commercial also?
Huh.
Yes, this is Black Eyed Peas from 2009. I got a feeling.
These are the Hot 100's top 10 songs of all times. I'm surprised by a lot of these, to be honest with you. I didn't know they were that popular.
It gets weirder from here.
It's number 6.
We have terrible taste in music in this country now.
I was not aware that this LMFAO song, I mean, I knew it was big. I had no idea it was this big to be the sixth biggest song in the history of the Billboard Hot 100.
I remember it was like a big summer song, and I thought it was a joke then. I still do. I cannot believe that it did this well.
And apparently in 2011, you could not escape this
song. No, you could not.
Top 10 songs of all time. Sin's Big.
Number 5.
See, this is another one of those like multi-format things, though, because this was on, you know, the AC radio stations played this. It was on all of the country radio stations, a crossover.
Oh, I had to play
this. Is how Leanne Rimes
stations were playing this. Yeah, 1997.
Right?
Yeah. This is probably still paying her bills. Yeah,
I had to play this song that my first on-air gig, to the point where my program director would call me. It was an overnight shift. They called me like 4 a.m. Like, man, you have to stop saying how much you hate this song.
I can hear the pre-sale now.
I would love to hear you ramp that
Steve
up.
Steve the Thrill Hill. F you, Leanne Rimes.
Oh, no, I'd be like, look, you know I hate the song, and I really do. I think this book, but I know you love it, so I'm going to play it for you. Here's this crack.
It's remarkable that you're sitting here today.
That's the guy that hooked
him in this industry.
Like, you got to stop doing that, man.
Number 4.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, set you hallelujah.
That's a jam.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Oh.
Believe me, just watch.
I love the song, man.
He is amazing live. Too.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I am a fan.
It's nonstop.
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk from 2015.
These are the Hot 100's top 10 songs of all times. A lot more modern stuff than I thought.
Absolutely.
Number 3.
Now, that's for too soon, Sonny.
Ooh, Sunday morning.
All right.
Robin, maybe you can help me out with this one.
So this is Bobby Darin made this a hit in 1959, Mac the Knife. But it's actually from a German drama from the 1920s. The song was originally called Robin.
Originally called, oh my God, Die Moritat von Mackie Messer.
Ah, from the drama
Mackie
called
Messer.
Die Drigroschrempopa.
Of course. Also known as Mac the Knife.
Yeah, that's...
So everybody's done this song over the years. I mean, even as recently as 2017, people have done this song. But Bobby Darin was... Louis Armstrong did it famously, but in 1959, not only was it huge for Bobby Darin, it was so big that it made number 3 on songs of all time.
Hot 100 Top 10 Songs of All Time.
Number 2.
Oh, God! It's been so long, and the streak is over. It had to have been at least a year or two since I heard this in a grocery store. God damn it!
And the six-hour shift, I would play this song 6 times. We had to play it every hour.
Oh, my God.
In 1999.
That's the one.
That was the biggest
I'll take
thing ever.
Don't Worry, Be Happy on loop. Over listening to this.
I cannot do that.
Jesus.
The same year we amazingly got Papa Roach's Last Resort, which did not make the list.
That song covered every genre.
It was
unbelievable.
It was everywhere.
Top 10 songs of all time.
Any stabs at number one?
No, I
any guesses?
Number one.
Come on, Big Man. Yeah.
That's awesome. Not only is Chubby Checkers and Twist big once, it was a hit twice. It went to number one, and then 2 years later, I don't know why, it went to number one again.
Because it's a great song. Yeah.
And he has re-recorded the song in every
Twist Tonight Away, Twist Christmas Away, Twist to Halloween Holloway.
Yeah, Twist 2.0.
Twist your Thanksgiving gravy off.
He's got a million twists.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it.
Coming up, we're going to drink and toast. The show today is on the way. The return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of Profile that's on the way. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love?
No.
Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD?
Yes.
Is the world round?
Yes.
Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com and ask away. Ask us anything. All right, we'll start here. Hola, Bacholas.
Hola.
Ask the Men's Room is the subject. I've been listening to your amazing show for years. And I love your work and all the fun you guys bring while you're on the air. I was wondering, how do you define a Jewish person in the game profile this? In the story about the guy faking a fall while at work, Jewish was the race chosen to describe the suspect, but he was also white. So what if he was black and Jewish or Mexican and Jewish? In either case, can both descriptions be correct? Thanks again for all you do. That from IZ or the IZ.
Generally, man, I would go by name, right? That would be my first clue. And then after that, think about what you just said, all right? So you even said, what if it's a Mexican Jew or a black Jew, right? Sammy Davis Jr., Rod Carew, right? Something like that.
Drake.
Then you have a 50% chance of getting it right. But based on your statement, the assumption most people that we look at that we identify as Jewish, for the most part, they also appear white. So in that case, right?
That's it. All right,
I'm going to try to do that, though.
This one from Jason. He says, I heard the Men's Room radio show on KISW in Seattle from 2 till 6 in the afternoon.
That's convenient.
But I want to know how long the show is, because I see it is 4 hours on some radio stations, and some radio stations air it for only 2 hours. I want to know how long the show is, and when it is 2 hours, it is mostly from 10 at night till 12 at midnight. Mm-hmm. So the station down here in California does the Men's Room for 2 hours from 10 until midnight, and I would like all 4 hours of the Men's Room radio show. What radio is it on in the L.A. area anymore in Washington, Oregon, or California, so I do not miss the show on my next road trip?
That's a lot of questions. I don't have all those answers.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you are. As far as California goes, listen to us at 98 Rock at Sacramento. We're on at 10 there. We're a night show from 10 until midnight. If you are in California or in Oregon, same holds true. Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON. We are also on from 10 until midnight. East Coast stations, a little bit different depending on the time changes. New Orleans is different based on the time change. But for the most part, yeah, some stations carry us for the entire 4 hours. If not, Robin, what is the easiest solution to all of these problems?
Well, anybody can listen during our live hours. Just change it for wherever you are listening and just go to the radio.com app. Super easy. Look for KSW and you've got us. Or you can get the podcast whole show in full each day on the Men's Room app.
So there we go. Brand new, absolutely free. Mm-hmm. The Men's Room app will get you there every time.
Guys, here is a question for Ask the Men's Room, Ola Guys and Wobbin. It seems like an inordinate number of your listeners do not have teeth or have false teeth. I am among them. I just turned 28 about a year and a half ago. I had all of my top teeth removed, and I wear a denture that was made to match my bottom teeth. Well, in 2 weeks, I'm having my bottom teeth removed, and a permanent bottom set will be screwed into my mouth. My question is, if you were to get an entirely new set of teeth, would you get them super white? The dentist seemed to think I'd prefer a more natural color, but since I'm paying an ungodly amount of money for this, I don't really want yellowish teeth. You guys had a story a while back about a police officer with extraordinarily white teeth.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm pretty sure that was the only reason you brought up the story he was in. What do you guys think? Rock on that from Dan in New Hampshire.
I'm going white as hell. Look, man, it's like getting hair restoration. You don't put just enough hair to do a Caesar ring, right? Like, if I'm getting new teeth, I want everyone to know they are brand new.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 28-year-old Nicholas Maziat of somewhere in New Jersey. Last week, Nicholas broke into a house because he thought no one was home, but he was wrong. And the couple that lives there, they called the cops. Well, Nick bolted. He had to climb through the upstairs window, jump off the roof to get away. And in spite of all that, he decided his getaway vehicle would be the Lyft that he ordered. So he went ahead and he ordered a Lyft. Car shows up, he jumps in the back, and it turned out it was not the Lyft. That was, in fact, an unmarked police car that wasn't even responding to that crime. He's now facing multiple charges.
He got into a police car.
He thought it was his Lyft because it was unmarked. And that cop had not gotten a call about the house break-in, so this guy just stops in a corner, back door opens, this dude jumps in. Cop, of course, was like, who the hell are you? Kind of explains it. He's like, yeah, you're under arrest.
Idiot.
Yes, man. That's why I always check to see the vehicle that your car is going to be in.
Jesus.
Right?
Jesus. That's why you don't want to buy a gray Prius, because somebody will just jump in your back seat.
That's it. So we pour this, we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
It's going to get tested online for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.